gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
That is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Here we are. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, Chief Petty Officer. Jim Ward, he's Fred's Chief Petty Officer.
Yes.
Because
turn your mic on.
Okay. Right. Thanks. Microphone needs to be turned on. Okay. 1-800-STEP-1-2. See, he made that joke already because when he gets here, Fred immediately needs a pet before anything else.
That's right. Turning the mic on. That's before anything else, I have to pet Fred.
Right.
Fred can be demanding.
A little needy. Where does he get that sort of behavior?
I have no idea.
That is crazy. All right. And you already, because we were talking about, what was the statistic yesterday that was so depressing? 1 in 4 Americans don't know that the Earth orbits the sun.
Right.
Right. Herp and a derp.
And a new statistic we heard this morning was that 4 out of 3 people struggle with math. Well, you see, because that's 4
already
out of 3.
That's wrong. And so
see, because. Oh, boy. 2/7 of 1/3 of the people have trouble.
Exactly. And seen. Okay. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Michael Tomasky of the Daily Beast coming up on the big show. He's my Thursday guy.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Suska used to be.
Well, I'm a two-timing whore.
You are.
Mm-hmm. All right. Could I have, but we have some more love letters rolling in waves, Jim. From a sexy liberal in Phoenix this past Saturday. Mary in Tucson. Mama, so glad me and the hubby, the official astronomer of the Stephanie Miller Show. Right? Took the ride up the I-10 to see you all in Phoenix. Have to say it was great to see you in the MOOCs all together. Speaking of MOOCs, Jim is even more handsome in person.
Hmm.
And Jim is quite the beefy slab of man meat. Thanks for letting me feel
Jim
you
is
up.
Or
you
me.
Are.
You said Jim. Chris.
Chris is quite the beefy slab of man meat. Thanks for letting me feel you up, Chris.
That happened more than once.
Yeah. Carlos was hysterical. I peed a little. And I needed a cigarette after John Fugelsang's segment. And you, dear mama, were a riot. You are intelligent, witty, insightful, and have the vocabulary of a well-educated sailor. That's me. So Fort Lauderdale, Albuquerque, Chicago, go get your tickets. If Fred could talk, he'd put his big snowy paw on you and say, do it.
Do it.
Yeah. By the way, Fort Lauderdale tickets are, we are really... Getting to the seeds and stems.
Yep.
Go. We have still some $40 tickets left. So get
those
it.
Are going fast, too. So
yes,
if you want the $40 tickets, get them before
we'll get
they're gone.
Any of them. They're all going to be gone soon. Judy Tenuta and Jackie Schechner on panel with us for Florida Sexy Liberal. Very, very exciting. And then Madison, forget it. But Chicago, go. Chicago Theater. You two are going. I've decided you don't even know yet, but you two.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I would love to.
Well, because we've all lived in Chicago.
That's right. Oh, isn't Madison like halfway between Minneapolis and Chicago?
Yes.
So
yes,
split the difference.
There's a waiting list a mile long in Madison.
Yeah.
Just go to Chicago the next month.
Yeah.
Do it. Okay.
Thunk.
Thunk. All right. So lots to get to right out of the box. It's speaking of Thursday guys.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. FullFightStrategies.com. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Oh, aren't you? Don't you sound dignified this morning?
You sound delightful.
Why, hello. By the way, we share an addiction. You tweeted, I wish I could break the third wall for glib commentary on the world around me like Vice President Underwood, hashtag House of Cards. Oh, my God, I'm addicted.
What Stephanie Miller doesn't know is that her time on Earth is limited. Yes.
Is that what happens?
He turns to Kevin Spacey, turns to the camera. And,
oh, okay.
You know,
yeah. Right.
He's like the Zach Morris of politics.
But without the big brick phone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Isn't
it's addictive.
It? Yeah, I was. It's hilarious. I was emailing with Aisha Tyler yesterday, who's going to come back on the show to promote her 75,000 projects she's working on. But she and her husband are equal. It's like crack, House of Cards, isn't it?
It's unreal. And, you know, the guy that wrote it, it's based on an English version of the same name. The guy that wrote it was a Dean speechwriter, Howard Dean speechwriter during the campaign. So it's fascinating to watch.
He actually scripted the yeah!
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
He wrote that.
He's the one that wrote the yeah.
I wrote that.
But
yeah.
It's a really great show, and it makes you wonder why every show is not released in its entirety every season.
Yeah. Jim's just opening beers. Don't mind him. Yeah, I know. Did you see the president joked about it the other day? He's like, I'd like to be like Frank Underwood. He gets some stuff done. I'm sure he's a time or two thought, if I could resort
it's
to
very
murder,
hard not to
I could
get
resort
any
to murder and get away with it.
It's very difficult not to do any spoilers.
Yeah.
I know. I'm in the third episode of the second season.
And I'm, oh, goodness.
And my internet started going out last night. I was like, oh, what?
Mine did, too. I wonder if it was a Time Warner thing.
I wonder. I don't know. Anyway, but, yeah, I was wondering because I was losing my shizzle. All right. Yeah, Aisha was saying that she and her husband have gone back to season one to rewatch, which I need to do, too.
Well, I need to do that.
Because they're like
the
little pieces
time.
Of hard candy that you need to savor.
That's right. Fantastic. I've already watched the whole thing.
The whole second season?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Do not
get in 2 days.
Don't say anything.
I won't.
Can I just say, in the episode one, season two, I called it. I knew what was going to happen. See, I'm not going to spoil it. I knew it. Okay. All right. People know what I mean.
I can't say it.
I can't say it.
I agree.
Watch it. Okay. All right. You also tweeted huge news out of Virginia. Federal district court, obviously the big ruling, marriage equality ban, unconstitutional. Really big news, actually.
Now
right?
Virginia's for all lovers.
Exactly.
Hooray!
Yay. But, eventually we're not going to be calling this stuff huge news anymore. It's just going to become commonplace.
It'll be yawn.
But this is the first southern state to have this happen, so that's big news.
Well, and in the state that obviously, the Loving decision, so it's really... it could be historic if that's the one that goes to the Supreme Court, right?
It would be fantastic if that was the case. This was one of those cases that was handled by Ted Olson and David Boyce, just right. Like the Proposition 8 case in California. So it'd be really great if this one made its way to the Supreme Court. I mean, there's a couple things that are interesting about it. Virginia, despite its proximity to Washington, D.C., has some of the most arcane anti-gay laws on the books.
Yeah.
Gay couples can't even enter into legal contracts together in Virginia, let alone civil unions, domestic partnerships, or marriage. So this is a huge step. It'll be, it's the only state in the region, Washington, D.C., and Maryland both have marriage equality, that does not have marriage equality. So by the time the appeals process works itself out here, it'll be a nice addition to the area.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I was wondering, though, Carl, it's interesting. You don't know if this is a backlash to, because, I've heard, even a lot of gay rights activists say this is really, they're surprised at how quickly, gay rights is moving in this country. But, then we have these, backlashy things. Breaking news, Arizona Senate passes right to discriminate bill.
Yep.
I mean, this is kind of amazing. Republicans in Arizona, where we just were, gave a final approval to a GOP-led bill that would create a special right to discriminate against LGBT people on the basis of religion under the bill introduced by Republican State Senator Steve Yarborough.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Individuals and businesses would be granted a legal right to refuse services to people or groups if they claim that doing so would substantially burden their freedom of religion.
Huh?
Right, yeah. And, this is not discriminatory in Arizona, the state that last recognized Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
Now you're going to have to show your straight papers, right?
Right. Well, if you have your papers in order and they're perfectly stacked, then obviously you're gay.
But from what I understand, the language in this bill is so broad that this opens the door to Sharia law in Arizona, and it opens the door to Satanists being able to say, the devil made me do it, and get off, in court.
Well, and here's the crazy thing. And this is why it's stupid politics for them to be doing this.
Only one crazy thing.
And why
can't stand your ground against the devil.
Yeah.
It likely failed in Kansas when they tried to do this. Part of the legal process over marriage equality and over, these lawsuits regarding gay civil rights is proving that the other side is motivated purely by animus.
Yep.
And when they pass these laws, it makes it very difficult for them to be able to claim, with a straight face, pun intended, that what they're doing is not motivated by animus.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I love the way this story is described, Carl. It says in interviews with local media, Yarbrough made it perfectly clear the specific purpose of this bill is to legitimize discrimination against the LGBT community. Then he had a 2-hour-long debate. He took a different tack. He said, "This bill is not a." Somebody must have said, "Just don't say that. It's probably not legal." So he said, "This bill is not about allowing discrimination. This bill is about preventing discrimination against people who are clearly living out their faith."
Huh.
It's right.
Yes, because they're so put upon.
Yes.
Right.
The existence of homosexuals makes Jesus go away.
Right. It makes Jesus puke. Right. Right.
I mean, that's, Jesus shun.
So yeah. by being born gay, you are discriminating against somebody's right to be a bigot? I don't
exactly.
even get
yes.
it.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Huh. Well, I just stumbled into that, didn't I?
Yeah.
And as you know, I'm still
drunk
in the first hour of the
show. And by the way, this is the same kind of stuff that we saw from southern states during the civil rights movement.
Yeah, well, I know exactly. You just go, is this sort of this backlashy stuff? Like I was saying, Michael Sam, you heard all these sort of archaic arguments, the same ones we heard with gays in the military, right? None of which, turned out to be true, but just all that, what? Like, oh, chemical imbalance in the locker room, like it's some sort of delicate ecosystem.
What if he looks at me in the shower?
Right.
Right, blah, blah, blah. Right, all the same moldy arguments, literally moldy, because they're in the shower, that we heard last time. Yeah. Exactly. Well, anyway, I say that, it's obviously they're on the wrong side of history, and this is what happens in tipping points, right? You get these grasping for straws.
This is the last gasp of their side of the argument.
Right, exactly. All right, Carl, you are a delight, sir, as you know.
I appreciate it.
Oh, by one more question. Oh, yes. How's Clay Aiken doing?
I think he's doing well. The campaign seems to be going along pretty well.
Awesome.
They raised $100,000 in the first week, so that's off to a good start.
Awesome. I'm going to get, I promised him that I would have my mom make him some homemade vegetable soup in Charlotte. And if he can bring her around, my 91-year-old Republican mom, I think we're looking good.
Randy well, if anybody can do it, he can.
That's Randy right. thought his campaign was a little bit pitchy, though. He was
No, because she loves the singer. She used to love Dean Martin. She'll be like, oh, he has a lovely voice.
He never ran for office,
Oh,
though.
He's a crooner.
Stephanie, did you know that Lawrence Welk is running for Congress?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Love you, Carl Frisch. See you next week.
Have a good one.
All right, there he goes. The B. By the way, speaking of new generations, Dear Abby's daughter, awesome.
She writes under the name Dear Abby.
In other
still.
Gay news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not gay hip-hop news, just other gay news.
Exactly.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere.
Who is that?
Oh.
You see what you did
Who
there?
That is?
Oh, we just busted some news on Newsbusters.
Yeah.
As it turns out, Brent Bozell does not write his own columns.
No.
Brent Bozell does not write his own columns.
Well, that is some news we just busted right there.
Oh, did you get that, Newsbusters? newspapers across the country are dropping his column left and right.
Because
he's fraudulent.
What's that sound? Dropping his column.
Oh.
In fact, one newspaper in Iowa, I think it was the Quad City Times or something like
yes.
that, said that they were dropping the column, but they would print letters, of people who, protested.
Right.
They didn't get a single letter.
Aww.
So they dropped the column and nobody cared.
Wow.
It fell in a forest. No one heard it. Brent Bozell's column fell in a forest.
Aw. I wonder if Newsbusters is going to print that.
Okay.
One
well,
said
now,
no.
Now that you poke them with a stick, you know what they're going to do.
What?
They're going to publish that horrible picture of me from Phoenix Sexy Liberal imitating Jan Brewer.
Well.
They will use that picture forever.
Now you just pointed them where to go.
They found it already, trust me. All right. Because then they do those side by side, like they do. Oh, conservative women, and they use all the best pictures of all the prettiest conservative women, and then they use the worst pictures of liberal women ever, and then they make all those sexist comments.
Yeah, but there is no good picture of Ann Coulter.
Oh my God, I forgot. Carlos was here yesterday. Sexy liberal Carlos El Rocky, one of his funniest bits ever.
Yeah.
Remember? He said Ann Coulter looks like something they left behind on the island of Dr. Moreau.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Leave her. She's too bitey. It's funny because it's true. Okay. Britt in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Britt.
Well, good day, Miss Steph.
Good day.
And Mooks, I just had to comment on this idiot legislation in my state of Arizona. God, what are these people going to do to prove that you're gay or straight? I mean, you have to wear a Star David, I guess?
That's what sounds.
Well, pink triangle.
Pink triangle.
Yeah. There are indications that the
that's
a different thing.
Yeah.
Right. That's okay.
But here's the thing. It is getting to the point. Does that mean they can also discriminate legally on a job because, your orientation now offends me that I can't employ you?
You can get fired in some states.
Right.
Yeah, for being gay.
But, this gives Christians the right to discriminate against Jewish people because they may not agree with them.
Right. Go be all Jewy somewhere
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
It's like Hobby Lobby. We don't sell the Jewy crafts. That's somewhere else for you. Blue candles or whatever.
Exactly.
Whatever that stuff is.
Now, there are indications that the Arizona House is going to pass it as well, but Jan Brewer has indicated that she may veto it.
Okay. That was my bone finger.
Yes.
Imitation thing.
So,
bone finger.
Right. Lisa in Michigan, you are on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I just want to say that I don't think this guy is coming across as kooky as what everybody thinks. Because when you look at it right now, an employer cannot fire an employee for not doing their job. Their job is to administer drugs. And he hired him to administer legal drugs. But they can then not be fired because they refuse to distribute or birth control because it's against their religion. And President Obama was in office when he went along with that. And you're on a slippery slope that an employer hires you to do a job and to fill prescriptions, and now they can't fire an employee for not doing their job because they can say, well, it's my religion freedom.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden we got this nutcase people that now is saying, well, geez, that got approved, so now if I don't like gays and I know my next door neighbor is gay, he told me so, I don't have to wait on him. I don't have to hire a gay. You can hide everything behind religion. Well, my religion says that, I have to have a beer every hour. Or my religion says...
What religion is that?
Yeah, I want to join that one.
No, we can make one up.
Sure.
They make up stuff all the time in their religious voodoo stuff,
Several religions have been made up.
That's right.
Like the Baptists, they can't wear makeup, they can't drink liquor, they can't dance. I mean, you can start anything that you want.
The flying spaghetti monster religion.
That's right.
We would go to a service that involves beer.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get
That's
enough
the opening
of it.
How we really sermon. Love
it. Beer. Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it,
beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here.
Beer.
I could not refuse it.
Beer.
I could really use a
beer.
Throw in a couple cheese curds and you're good to go.
Oh, hell yeah. The squeaky kind.
That'd be the opening, hymnal, whatever. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Oh, Billy in Texas wants to defend Ann Coulter. And
Aww.
Precious. We'll do that next on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm more of a man than any liberal is. What are you implying about Ann Coulter? Okay, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free for many. This is so romanticated. Guess who wants to defend her honor? Mm-hmm, yeah.
Billy's hanging around in that Texas town. With a phone call from the range. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just letting go. If you want to know how his talking points are strange.
Yeah.
How does he come up with his stuff?
I don't know.
How does he? How?
Good morning, Billy. Good morning, Billy.
Listen, I'm putting up with the typical liberal tripe coming from your show this morning until you start on Ann Coulter. Now, you cannot assail her intellectually, so you make fun of her looks.
I can't assail her intellectually?
Hell no, and she's a damn sight better looking than you are, too.
Well, all right. All right, you know, to each his own. I'm just saying you might get a little surprise if you actually gave her a role.
Like, you can't speak to the argument, so you got to make fun of people's looks. That's all you people got.
Listen.
Wait, you just said that she looks better than
right,
Stephanie does.
Right, right. So you just basically called me...
Ad hominem attack.
Right. Yeah. You just called me an uggo.
Or ad womaninum.
Okay. I didn't basically do
you
anything.
You might get a lot of extra bonuses.
You just said that Stephanie has a case of the hags.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yes, you did. That wasn't very nice of you, Billy.
Right.
Hey, big guy, you can take it any way you want. But you like
I'm
to
sure
say
what
you
that
didn't.
Was. But I'm pretty sure I know.
Was that a gay thing?
Are you a gay guy?
All right. Yeah, Billy. I've grown tired of you, Billy.
Well, no wonder he's bamboozled by what's your face.
Listen, my self-esteem can't get any lower. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Most people are damn sight better looking than I am. Okay. David in Jacksonville. She's a good looking fella. I'm just kidding. I have no information in that regard. David in Jacksonville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A few months ago, I called you and I argued, as did Reverend Sharpton yesterday, that Ted Nugent said some things about Ted Nugent's remarks concerning Ted Nugent's terrible things regarding Barack Obama.
Right, called him a mongrel.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And argued that Ted Nugent's remarks concerning President Obama bordered on fascistic.
It was a common word that the Nazis used to describe the Jews.
Right.
And I said back then that the right wing was using words equivalent to fascistic concerning the president.
Yes, you are correct. Okay.
Bless his heart. You could hear the ellipses.
Right. Yeah. Those are very good points. It's just in radio, we are terrified of dead air, and there were too many, like, we wanted to edit that as it was happening.
That was like a King's Things column.
Right. Right. A lot of, like, little dot, 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 dot between thoughts,
yeah.
And that is fine
Come
in normal watch. Conversation. Right. In radio, how many nightmares have you had in your life of dead air, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
It just
Wake
makes
up
me,
in a cold sweat?
Yeah, it makes me want to reach for the razor blade and the China marker.
Me too.
Yeah.
I used to edit back in the day.
Did you really?
Scars on my
yes.
Were you good at it?
No. Oh, God, no. I'm surprised I have fingers. although he does raise some good points about it.
Yes.
And I have to say, we've talked about this a lot, that it's different if you're talking about lunatic fringe of any party. There's no difference now. He's campaigning for the guy, Greg Abbott, who has a very good chance of being the next governor of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, yes, not just treasonous things he said. Where do you even start? Daily Beast saying, little free advice for Republicans like Texas's Greg Abbott. Quit sucking up to a man who calls President Obama subhuman mongrel if you want to court minorities. This is a modest starting point. Stop sucking up to freak show has-been rocker Ted Nugent. They were saying it's when Steve Stockman, the crazy guy, the other Republican from
Texas,
congressman, took him to the State of the Union. But Daily Beast saying, but a leading gubernatorial candidate for our second most populous state, he's out in Texas campaigning for him. And then they try to distance themselves. Anyway, Daily Beast said Abbott's snuggling up to Nugent is not about Second Amendment, because that's what he said. Oh, he's just a big Second Amendment guy. It's about courting and stoking the absolute ugliest, most paranoid, most ass-backwards elements of the GOP coalition. We're talking about people who find it quaint when Nugent starts raving about how black people are lazy or how disgusting he finds gays or how Hillary Clinton is a toxic C-word and a two-bit whore for Fidel Castro. We're talking about people who find it hilarious when Nugent waves his gun around and froths, "Hey, Hillary, you might want to ride one of these into the sunset, you worthless bitch." I mean, seriously, is there one woman in Texas that should vote for this guy over Wendy Davis? I hope not. Go, Wendy Davis.
Your world, sugar and spice. It ain't a man's world. You know, girl.
I think Eva Braun was thinking about it. But,
trying to think of the phrase for him. Oh, I know. It would be crazy.
Now if you come to see me play in state fairs or casinos, I'll go on right-wing rants. And I didn't ever want to go to Vietnam. And so I crapped in my pants. Because I'm just bat crazy. Bat crazy.
Bam! Yeah. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Yeah.
Rod in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rod.
Hi, Mama. I know it's a three-hour show and you're only 40 minutes in, but could I nominate Billy for Douche Caller of the Day?
Yes.
I do not think anyone's going to top that. I think you are correct, sir. Yes, you may.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you. Oh, no, thank you. All right, Randy in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Steph. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
I just want to make a quick comment about sort of the lack of common sense that we're seeing in these Florida cases. And I wanted to sort of just add something to their judicial system. Maybe another judge who has the ability to just kind of stand there and be like, come on. You know, just stop the proceedings whenever something.
Yeah,
really
you're right. It just says, how does this law make any logical sense? It is. It's a crime against logic. He makes a great point. It's not, shouldn't be a partisan thing. That's just a legally insane law. Stand your ground. All right. I have a love music, please.
Oh, okay.
A love letter to Dear Abby's daughter is the awesome.
Yep.
Does she talk the same way? I hope so.
No, she does not.
Your name is Lateral S.
She does.
Listen to my Dear Abby. Oh, God, I loved her so much. Didn't you? I did. And now, and her daughter, awesome.
Yep.
An awesome apple.
That's falling right.
Not far from the awesome tree. Can I just read it in voice anyway? Because I loved it. Dear Abby. Oh, no, that's not. That's the. This is awesome. Dear Abby, my husband and I relocated to Florida a little over a year ago, and were quickly welcomed into our new neighbor's social world. Two couples in the neighborhood are gay, one male, one female. While they're nice enough, my husband and I did not include them when it was our turn to host because we do not approve of their lifestyle choices.
Uh-huh. Oh!
Since then, we've been excluded from neighborhood gatherings, and someone even suggested that we are bigots.
What?
Oh,
where
no!
Where would you get that idea? That's insane. We're straight.
Abby.
And white.
Abby, we moved here from a conservative community where people were pretty much the same. If people were different, they apparently kept it to themselves. While I understand the phrase, when in Rome, I don't feel we should have to compromise our values just to win the approval of our neighbors.
Wow.
But really, Oof. Who is the true bigot here? Would you like to weigh in? Unhappy in Tampa. Dear Unhappy.
Dear Abby's daughter does not talk like
that. Please.
Shut your pie hole.
You're unhappy. I sure would. The first thing I'd say is that regardless of what you were told in your previous community, a person's sexual orientation isn't a lifestyle choice.
No.
Gay people don't choose to be gay. They are born that way. They can't change being gay any more than you can change being heterosexual. Or a douche. No, I just added that.
Yeah.
Dad didn't say that.
Abby didn't
okay.
say douche.
I find it interesting that you are unwilling to reciprocate the hospitality of people who welcomed you and opened their homes to you, and yet you complain because you're receiving similar treatment. From where I sit, you may have chosen the wrong place to live because it appears you would be happier in a less integrated neighborhood surrounded by people who think the way you do.
Ooh.
But if you interact only with people like yourself, you will miss a chance for growth, which is what you've been offered here. Please don't blow it. And
wow.
I don't think she meant that in a gay way.
No.
Funny, though.
That's
awesome,
great.
Abby.
Your girl, sugar and spice. It ain't a man.
Why
are we all bigots here?
Why must you kill my remaining dreams that have not died yet? And how do you know she doesn't talk like that? Have you seen her talk?
I actually don't think I have.
How dare you be intolerant of my intolerance?
But really, only Abigail Van Buren and Ann Landers talked like that.
They both talk like that. I know. Maybe the whole family does.
I don't think the daughters do.
Somebody's past gravy. Where's the suffering succotash?
It's not a trait that
I'm guessing
transgenetically
that the Dear Abby Thanksgiving table, that was their special Thanksgiving dish.
Succotash.
I need to find a YouTube video of Dear Abby's daughter just
okay.
to see.
What are the chances that both of Abby and Dan Landers talk like that? Please, please let the whole family talk like that.
I do not have a lateral S.
Exactly. All right, 45 minutes I'm after
vertical.
The hour.
Hey. Hey.
Right back on Stephanie Miller's show.
Oh, God.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't they do what they say?
Just saying, we should send this to Billy. It's
yeah.
Day Ann forgot to tuck something in. So
oh,
it's like, wow, she does lean right. Okay, all right. Thank you for that, Julie. 1-800.
Right, the bulging.
Step 12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Bill in Albany. Hi, Bill. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome,
Stephanie. I am calling to avenge, to stand up for you and avenge Billy's takedown of you.
Thank
Obviously,
you.
We have to be good to Billy. Because once you're over 13 and you're still called Billy, that's a problem. Number two, Stephanie.
Yes.
He said that Ann Coulter is a damn sight better looking than you.
Yes.
Let me explain something to you. We have to be nice to Billy now because he's obviously visually impaired.
Aw, years.
I have groped you in Boston 2 years ago.
Oh, really? Now
I wouldn't touch Ann Coulter with a 10-foot pole.
She's kind of gross.
Well, she brought her own on that. Hey,
you don't have an Adam apple.
No, I do not. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
That's what started the suggestion that she had some candy down there.
Right.
It was because she has an Adam's apple.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, you made Natan laugh. We just heard that.
Wow.
Our free speech director, he rarely
ever
giggles.
I will say for Ann Coulter, her penis is much bigger than yours.
Yeah. She's much better hung than I am. I will give her that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's been one of my lines for years. I wouldn't her with Ann Coulter's. Okay. Jim. Dave in South Carolina. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I came on your show by the time that guy was doing his little rant, too, and I was just thinking, man, that guy's never seen a cast where they've given her a good close-up. We're talking Skank Factor 12 here.
Skank Factor 12! Oh, God! Oh, Dave.
You know, we've been all, talking about the Florida gun laws and everything else.
Yep.
I guess maybe, I'm from South Carolina, as I've told Phil a while ago, we're sort of like outside the United States, but I guess we're going to start giving people, teenagers, etiquette lessons so they know not to piss off strangers because any loon can carry a gun now, apparently. Both this guy and what's his face that shot Trayvon Martin, both of them seem
Zimmerman.
To have mental problems.
Have to have what problems?
Mental problems. You remember?
Have you heard, by the way, Dave, these 911 call or not 911, excuse me, the phone calls to his girlfriend while he's in prison? He's talking about he's the victim.
Yeah.
I was really the victim here. I was attacked. There is no evidence. They didn't get out of their car. No one laid a hand on him.
Right.
He's like, I was
somebody
attacked.
Pissed him off
I was the victim.
Verbally, and somebody pissed him off verbally, and he's like, you're not going to talk to me that way, is basically what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of that mentality around. I mean, it's not just here, but we're just the state that started this thing lately about the you can carry the guns into the bar.
Yeah, that's always what's ever gone wrong there, guns and alcohol. Just historically an awesome combination. By the way, and to try to for to people suggest there is no racism involved here, did you see this latest Zimmerman and Dunn's BFF and Defender on TV? Oh, there's tape of him calling Oprah the N-word several times.
Nice.
George Zimmerman's de facto spokesman, Frank Taff, have you seen him on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Has recently rushed to the defense of Michael Dunn. Isn't that interesting? People don't know anything about these cases. It's just the white guy must always be right, I guess. Don't even know the details of the case, right? He's an unabashed racist who has said that the only time a black life is validated is when a white person kills them.
Oh.
His racial animus, including audio of him calling Oprah Winfrey the N-word on his now-defunct White Power podcast, Standing Our Ground, Taff and his co-host discussed when to apply the slur. After being asked by a caller whether Oprah fit the bill, Taff launched into a rant. He uses the actual word F. Obviously, he says, yeah, she's an N-word because she keeps spewing out all this bull. She keeps trying to promote her boy, Obama. You know, Obama could do no wrong. You know, it's birds of a feather. They flock together and stick together. And to me, she's an N-word. Oprah Winfrey's an N-word. She's an N-word. Oh, just in case you didn't hear it the first, a couple of
times.
He just, I guess he was trying to out Dr. Laura, Dr. Laura.
Great.
Okay. Fred, no. Okay. Let's go to
he's chiming in on this the whole
right,
thing.
Exactly.
Well, Fred's a white dog.
Right. Fred is Yes. Never mind. I was once called a racist by a black man in New York because I had two white dogs. I think he was a touch mentally something. But he started screaming at me. Yeah. Racist mother your white dogs. All right. Ironically, I think I was wearing an Obama t-shirt at the time. I was like, no, you don't.
What?
I'm an Obama apologist. I couldn't. What? Robert in Houston, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Robert.
Stephanie, I adore you, and we adore you in Texas.
I think we have to do a sexy liberal for Wendy Davis, don't we?
Yeah.
Fundraiser or something?
I'm begging you to do that. I think that, come to Austin, people will drive down from all over the state.
Yeah, we played Austin before. It was great fun.
So. But I have to chastise you because you keep giving Billy a platform. There are sane people here in Texas.
I know.
Who understand these issues, and you perpetuate the myth in the
it's
other
just,
49 states.
It seems like it's his full-time job
down here.
I'm a job creator, and it seems like he calls all the progressive shows. It just seems like that's all he has to do. So I just, I'm a helper.
Texas is the most urbanized state in the union, that more people live in urban areas in Texas than any other state in the union.
What do you think Wendy Davis's chances are, honestly?
Well, I think that she needs the support of all the good liberals, but I think it's doable. If you look at the entire ticket, I think we have the possibility of really firing up the base and women and minorities and thinking people. When you look at everything that goes on in Texas, the corruption of a one-party system, the travesty of our educational system over the last 20 years, I think she's got a heck of a good chance.
The more Abbott sends Ted Nugent out, right?
It would be like lining up the priests that abused young boys.
Saying,
vote for me because these priests are for me. I mean, it's just exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And they're just laughing it off and thinking, this is a good old boy. I don't even think he was that great a musician.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Virginia. Hello, Mike.
Actually, it's West Virginia.
Okay. Oh, finally. Yes, Mike in West
Virginia. Mama, good morning, Moogs, and Max and Fred. I just wanted to say, most of the time, female broadcasters from the right are usually horses' asses with regards to Ann Coulter. It's very rare that they're a horse's face.
Oh, you kids. Come on now.
Hey, Ann, why the long face?
Okay, Ron in Chicago. Hello, Ron. Real quick.
How you doing, Stephanie? I wanted to talk about the concealed carry for a minute. And one of the things that I wanted to mention, I'm also a soldier. And I wanted to mention this, is that if soldiers and police officers have rules of engagement, how come concealed carry people do not have the rules of engagement?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Exactly. He was giving me the stank eye. That's all I need.
Your rules of engagement are shoot first and ask questions later. Or don't ask any questions.
Yeah. 58 minutes after the hour, Michael Tomasky of The Daily Beast next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it.
What?
6 minutes after the hour. Have I ever mentioned to you are a pathetic star effer? That's what you
no,
are.
No, I am not.
Well, first of all, he had to see me last weekend in Phoenix Sexy Liberal, so I'm having a little party this weekend. And I invited him, and he said no until he found out that it's going to be some famous people there. Now he's like, oh, now I can come.
That wasn't me that said that.
All right. You realize it's going to get worse. You're going to be forced to socialize with me every weekend when it becomes elder care.
Oh, God.
Hi, what are you doing this week? What you boys doing? Want to come over and play some Parcheesi?
Here, have some ribbon candy.
Have some ribbon candy. All boys like ribbon candy.
God.
A little peek into your future, all y'all. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Like a lot of love letters about progressivevoices.com because a lot of good people, Jim, have found us. No matter what occurred, they will find me. And they did.
I will find you.
Thank you. Michael, hello, Steph's email reading slave. That would be me.
Yeah.
We're on a little bit of a budget.
Budget.
I'm writing to tell Mama I really appreciate having her show available on Progressive Voices. Mike from Jersey, listening in Jersey, listening to you on TuneIn. Tune in Joseph in Texas. Blah, blah, blah. You have a rational Texan that loves your show and is listening to you on TuneIn. Take that, Billy. Ta-da. All right. Speaking of rational humans, you know my very favorite one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Tomasky of the Daily Beast. I love the headline, Democrats need to get specific to make Obamacare a winner. Michael Tomasky joins us now. Hello, Michael.
Hey, congratulations on that penetration into the Texas market.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know where you were going with that. But
what,
thank
penetration?
You.
No,
thank you.
Congratulations.
I appreciate your respect for my recent penetration. Now, Michael, you know, this is such good advice, and we always talk about this, that we wish Obamacare could give Democrats a spinal transplant or a set of balls, alternatively. But this is good advice. You say if Republicans can keep the discussion around the Affordable Care Act vague, they will win in the midterms. The party of health care should collect stories of success and confront the party of no. The big electoral question hanging over Democrats, of course, is what to do about Obamacare this fall. The pundits say it's death. The Democrats are going to get killed. The Democratic consultants advise their candidates to be as mealy-mouthed as they possibly can get away with and change the topic as quickly as possible. You and I disagree, right?
I totally disagree. Now, you know, I will acknowledge that, you know, when the votes are all counted in November, it may be that Obamacare was a big negative. But I bet if it is a big negative, Stephanie, it'll be in no small part, very large part,
right,
how the Democrats have handled it. And if the Democrats are afraid of it and running away from it and hemming and hawing, and, you know, trying to change the subject and just sounding like that, which people can smell, you know, they can just
right.
smell that kind of fear and equivocation.
What you say.
Then that'll be the reason. I mean, stand up for something. Stand up for it. It's the only way. It may not work, but it's the only shot.
Yeah, you say the quickest way for Democrats to guarantee the pundits end up being right is to take their consultants' advice and pussyfoot around the issue. You know, and you say the material's out there if they just have the onions to use it. And I just like that you use the word onions.
That's awesome. Love that.
Yeah, thanks. I like that one myself. I'm very handy.
One of the people you point out, ironically, is Charlie Crist, who we just had on, I think, last week. And
uh-huh.
ironically, right, for someone that used to be a Republican, you're going, he's one of the strongest advocates.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. And I think he's got a strong case to make. We'll see whether it hurts him or helps him. Right now, he's ahead of Rick Scott in the polls. And, you know, not by a big amount, but by an average of five to 6 points. And the race has already been, to a considerable extent, not that I'm sure millions of people are paying close attention yet, but to a considerable extent, the race has already been a fight about Obamacare. Crist has made his position very clear, very clear. He has said repeatedly you know, basically, are you nuts? This is billions and billions of dollars that he's turning down, and I'm going to reverse that. So he's been really clear, and Scott has been just as clear on the other side, and Chris so far is maintaining a lead. And I would think in a state, especially Florida, all those old people, you know, there are so many advantages that already exist for old people under the ACA, which I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. You know, the closing of the prescription drug donut hole.
Did you mean that in the sense that I'm old, Michael, or just...
No, I mean it in the sense that you're, you know, in, you know, incredibly informed
right.
American.
Of course, that's what you mean. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Nice save. Nice save, Chevrier. All right, go ahead.
And there are all kinds of, and I bet 2% of the American population knows this, you know, and there are all kinds of preventive care screenings and tests that Medicare recipients can now get done for free.
That's right.
Under the ACA that they couldn't get before.
Well, Michael,
What about, let's see some commercials down in Florida touting those things and making sure that people know this. Come on.
As you say, how hard can it be to find real-life seniors and other Floridians who are reaping some of these benefits? I mean, how telling is it that the official Republican response to the State of the Union with Marsha Chuck Rogers Norris, Chuck Norris Rogers? Whatever her name is. You know what my point is. But the woman,
McMorris Rogers.
Right,
yes.
Right, sure. The woman that she spotlighted as the Obamacare horror story, as you probably know, Michael, because you are also incredibly well-informed and not old, turned out to be one of these total shams. And you go, what does that say? Really? You couldn't research well enough to the one person you picked to spotlight as an Obamacare horror story turned out to be a complete
exactly.
sham?
Total
that everything,
sham. And I just read in the Washington Post today, I guess it was, about an ad that Americans for Prosperity has up slamming Obamacare. That's a similar kind of thing. But look, they're going to do that, right? We know their side is going to do that.
Right.
They're going to come up with these horror stories, and they're going to distort the truth, and that's what they're going to do. So the pro-Obamacare side has to do something similar, except base it in the truth, and tell the good stories. And there are many, many good stories out there. And you know, it's just that people don't know them. It's their job, the Democrats' job, to make sure that people know them.
And you know, it's interesting. A lot of our listeners had the same reaction that you did to Charlie Crist, right? Crist, they were, remarkably, wow, yeah, this guy is way too sane and to be a Republican. But, I mean, it's interesting. We were just talking earlier this morning about this ridiculous, what is it called, Chris, in Arizona? They just basically saying it's okay to discriminate against gay people. You don't have to serve them in any business.
It's a Senate bill that passed last night.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you said Barry Goldwater would be rolling over
Absolutely.
In his grave. My dad's running mate. But that's what I mean about the fact that...
One of the biggest things he hated was religion and government. And this is it.
And he was very pro-gay rights. His grandson is gay. He was very openly pro-gay rights. So that's what I mean. It is interesting how the party has changed, and Charlie Crist certainly is one of those examples, right?
Yeah. Well, he's a little bit more Catholic than the Pope these days, but there's no question that he got drummed out of the Republican Party for the simple act of hugging Obama on that stage.
Yeah, no, exactly. Michael, great stuff as always. We will talk to you next week.
Terrific.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, God. You always turn into such a little girl when you talk to him.
Okay. Let's go to Gary in Nebraska. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good.
And the crew this morning?
The crew is fine.
I
picture them rowing.
That you guys had gotten word that a judge here in Nebraska had blocked the route of the XL pipeline.
Yep.
That they had found it unconstitutional in the way they handled it.
Well, what they did was they tossed out the state law that gave the governor the right to approve Keystone's route through the state.
Right.
They said the law violated the state constitution.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys had gotten a word yet.
Yeah, and yeah.
It was Judge Stephanie Stacy, so obviously there's another brilliant and
brilliant Stephanie
gorgeous,
out there, exactly.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, yes.
Okay, well, if you guys are... if you guys had already gotten the word, I guess.
Yes. Thank you, honey. We were, yeah, I was just about to get to that this hour. In fact, yesterday we were talking about, what was the, Chevron, right, Jim, to apologize for the huge fracking explosion and five-day fire. They gave people free pizzas.
Yeah, yes. Pizza. With, but only good till like the 1st of May.
With a 2-liter bottle of soda just to say, hey, sorry. Sorry about poisoning your water and setting your little town on fire.
Here's
be shame. Be ashamed if something were to happen to your little town. Anyway, Patrick writes, just imagine the free pizza potential of the Keystone.
Oh.
That's funny. Hey, sorry we poisoned the entire aquifer under the entire, all the heartland, all those states. Here's some pizzas, though. Lots of them.
Don't drink water when you're trying to wash it down, though.
Yeah. No, don't do that. Don't do that. All right.
Have some water with your fracking fluid.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So lots more on that very same subject that our friend just brought up on the phone. 17 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 21 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's see, Joe in Baltimore on the Michael Dunn case. Hello. Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe. All right, let's go to George.
Bye,
in
Joe.
Wisconsin. Hi, George.
Hello, Stephanie and the Mukes. Mooks.
That's when they have colds, they're mukes.
Yes.
Anyway, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
Responsible gun owner. I work in the pharmaceutical industry. Mm-hmm. I carry a gun. And I'm listening to the Stand Your Ground stuff. And any time, if I were to pull into a gas station or something and anything seemed threatening to me, I would drive away.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If I did,
well, that's why you're a responsible gun owner.
If I did happen to get out of the car and somebody stuck a knife at me, they can have my cell phone, they can have my wallet, and then I'm not going to shoot them in the back.
Right.
I'll go in the store and put a hold on a credit card and a hold on. I'll let the police take care of it.
Right.
Now, if the person decided my wallet and my cell phone wasn't good enough, then I feel I have the right to protect myself.
Right.
Sure.
My point, right, but that's what I mean. There are, it's like this.
You avoid those situations.
George, it was like this juror we played in the trial said yesterday. She listed several options he had besides firing into the, right? I mean, it just.
Yeah. Well, when you shoot into the fleeing vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, it literally has become, I guess as Jim has said, the shoot first, ask questions later law. It's like, oh, okay. Oh, there wasn't a shotgun. Okay. You know, anyway.
Yeah.
Ron Davis, Jordan Davis's dad, yesterday.
Yeah, I want Michael Dunn to be tried and found guilty of killing my son, of letting him know that it was wrong to kill my unarmed 17-year-old.
Boy, it is interesting, you know, that I don't think they did humanize him enough in the trial. You see all these pictures and have his, you know, listen to his family talk about him.
Yeah.
What a, you know, just a good-looking, kid that seemed really sweet and like a typical teen.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Davis again, Jordan's dad.
The jury instruction on the stand your ground part is very confusing, so I do think she did the best she could as a juror, but I think that those laws have to be rewritten. And I'm going to be one that's going to continue to fight to have stand your ground laws rewritten.
I'm just amazed by their composure. You know,
yeah.
Their son was
lost
murdered by this idiot.
Yeah, I know. And here is Jordan Davis's mom.
We know without a doubt that they were posed with a very delicate but a very profound decision that they had to make. And we believe absolutely, with all of our hearts, that they did everything that they could to come to what they believe was the most just decision.
Oy, I mean, that, you know, you're right, Jim. It is amazing to be, but even they, who has more, is going to have more emotion about this, even they understand it's the law.
Yeah.
That's right. It creates an unbelievably high burden of proof. So, you know, they're obviously not blaming the jury. One more time, Jordan Davis's mom yesterday.
Justice for Jordan will be ultimately really when we change the laws, because that will be not just justice for Jordan and justice for Trayvon and justice for all the children at Sandy Hook and justice for Aurora and justice for Virginia Tech and the Navy Yard. It will be justice for everyone that has suffered because of these laws.
How many people have to die before they'll change this stupid law?
Yeah, I know. By the way, Sue in Rockville, who is oftentimes the smartest girl in class,
yes,
has more of like a fan base than we do, really. She writes, Steph, I figured out how to protect African-American kids in Florida. We have to label them endangered species. Hmm. It's illegal to harm or kill manatees, sea turtles, panthers, and many species of snakes and other critters. There are no stand-your-ground excuses. You get convicted and you go to jail, period. Just ask them to include black teenagers, there you go, and voila. Problem solved. Oh, who joins us now?
What?
It's Sue's Corner. Hi, Sue in Rockville. Welcome. Hello, Sue. Sue, where'd you go? Sue in Rockville. Maybe she was going to do that thing that I just read.
That could be.
I was just giving her a setup to say something else brilliant. Fine. All right. By the way, so we were just, talking about the this latest thing in Nebraska, the state ruling, which is, I think, good news. Opened up the possibility of even more delays for the Keystone Pipeline. Good. How about a permanent one?
Yeah.
The ruling tossed out the state law that gave the governor the right to approve the Keystone's route through the state, saying the law violated the state's constitution.
Yeah, that's just going to delay it. The legislature will write a law that will be constitutional.
I know some people are saying, I think the president is going to approve it. I've heard other people say, I don't think he is. I think that this delaying is a tactic until after the midterms, and he's going to go... it. And I hope so.
Yeah,
I don't know. We were talking. It is amazing when you have people in the other party that are just so willfully dumb on climate change. Like everybody was talking about Marsha Blackburn on Meet the Press. That it becomes like, let's debate both sides of this issue. Okay, this one from the Herp Derp Caucus, Jim. Utah legislator, we should double the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere.
What?
Representative Jerry Anderson, you'll be shocked to know that he's a Republican, told the House committee, we are short of carbon dioxide for the needs of the plants.
Oh, God.
Utah Representative Jerry Anderson, Republican.
Apparently they're not getting a lot of oxygen there in in Utah.
He's breathing pure CO2.
Yeah.
Introduced a bill. That would limit the state's ability to regulate carbon emissions and keep atmospheric levels below 500 parts per million, as an amount well above their current levels, not to mention the upper safety limit, because, quote, we could actually use twice as much carbon dioxide as we've got. Anderson, here's the really terrifying part, a former science teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Explained that more CO2 is better because it's important for photosynthesis. He said, we are...
plenty.
Short of carbon dioxide for the needs of plants, he said at the hearing.
No, we're not.
Concentrations reached 600 parts per million at the time of the dinosaurs, and they did quite well. I think we should double the carbon dioxide.
We're not giant lizards.
And the dinosaurs died out.
Idiot.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I think we could double the amount of carbon dioxide and not have any adverse effects.
Wow.
Wait. Oh, no. It gets dumber. There's another.
Oh.
First you start with herp, Jim. Then there's derp. And then you get to?
Die.
I hate to think how cold it would have been a couple of months ago if we didn't have some global warming. It's been a good thing to keep us from freezing to death. Is this far from my joke yesterday that Brian Kilmeade has got to be one of the 1 in 4 Americans who does not know that the Earth orbits the sun, because he would say, that's not true, we would all be dizzy.
Yeah.
It could not possibly be. Perp, derp.
Doi.
Doi. That's where we are. Okay. All right. So that happened 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Which one's your favorite, Tina?
I like the show with that lady in it.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour.
Could have been Rachel Maddow.
Right? 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I love, honestly, all the people around the show become way bigger stars than we have.
I know, right?
So now here now is Rocky Mountain Mike serenading Sue in Rockville.
My name is Sue. How do you do?
Yeah. Hello, Sue in Rockville.
Hi, I apologize for before. I got a little cattywampus myself.
Uh-oh.
You were reading my letter, and I was so shocked.
I know. Well, you are the smartest girl in class. Hello.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, how pathetic is it that you have these insane laws, and therefore the lives of tortoises, manatees, and panthers, and snakes, and birds are more valuable than our teenagers, our children?
Right. I love that you couldn't use the excuse that you felt threatened. And you probably have pretty good grounds to feel threatened by a panther.
Yeah.
You know, I feel threatened. I think every citizen of Florida should be threatened by Rick Scott. Does that mean they get to shoot him?
Yeah. No. And the Stephanie Miller Show does not mean to suggest such a thing, do we, Sue?
I would never say such a thing out loud.
Okay.
two quick things, Steph.
Yes.
One, House of Cards. We finished it last night.
The whole
Just
season.
Awesome. Just beyond awesome.
Oh, my God.
I
cannot
can't
wait.
Say any more other
right.
than you'll enjoy every second of
oh
it,
my God,
all
don't
of
speak.
You.
Don't speak.
I haven't seen any
and
of
finally,
it, so.
If you haven't seen The Daily Show, the Jason Jones segment on Russia, the best red state in the world is Russia, and I think every Republican and every red state should see that segment because that's exactly what they're talking about. That's what they want for this country.
Yeah, exactly. All right, honey, thank you. I will check it out. Joe in Baltimore, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joe.
Hi, yeah, thank you. I'm on the Stand Your Ground laws. I'm just wondering whether you all are aware that it actually benefits African Americans more.
Yes, I've heard that talking point, right. Uh-huh.
It's not how are facts talking points. African Americans represent only...
Right. I don't care what color you are. It's a dumb law.
Yep.
Well, they'd take out the race of it. Let me just tell you the fact.
We should take out the whole law. I don't care what race you are. The fact that there is black-on-black crime or that black people use the law, too, is not a justification for what happened in the Dunn or the Zimmerman case.
Do you have one example where it was used and that you feel that it caused a death unjustifiably?
Yes, Jordan Davis.
Right, and Trayvon Martin, and I believe homicides have, what's the statistic, tripled or something mm-hmm. since the Stand Your Ground law was enacted in Florida? Do you think there's any, you know, connection to all that malfeasance?
Well, of course there's a connection, because if it's justified, it's justified. But, you know, blacks make up only 16% of the population.
So you think
Florida.
It's good that homicides have tripled in Florida?
Yet, no, that's
sounds
absurd.
Like, that it, sounds it, like that's what you're saying, dude.
Well, because you're... You're dishonestly rephrasing it. It's not good. Of course, if you have a defense, are you saying that, you know, that if you were justified and now formally
we've always had
people,
self-defense laws.
Yeah.
That's
not
right.
Stand Your Ground goes further. Stand Your Ground, as this juror said, Michael Dunn had a million different options. Since when? It makes no sense. It is a kill-your-only-witness law.
And
because
it,
no, no one
threatened
else
by a subwoofer.
And
you
it takes,
don't
and it takes away your duty to retreat if it is safe to do so.
I don't understand the law. That's interesting. That's what Michael Dunn said about his fiancée. He said, oh, she doesn't understand self-defense. He never mentioned that the other guys had a gun. Really? That's a little weird. Don't you think you would have mentioned that to your fiancée? If this happened to you, wouldn't you say, "Oh my God, honey, I had to shoot. They had a shotgun."
And what happened to him? He's going to be 60 years in jail.
Good, but he should
yeah,
have been convicted
good.
on the kid that he killed, don't you think? Don't you find it suspect that he never mentioned that
it
to his?
It sounds like the laws in Florida worked. They put that creep in jail for 60 years,
and it killed a kid. That
he
was unarmed.
Is
yes.
that a law that makes sense that he goes to jail for the kids he missed and not the kid that he killed?
How did that law cause him to die?
Because it took away Michael Dunn's responsibility to retreat when it was safe to do
right.
so.
And then he fired.
How do you know that?
And then he fires at a fleeing
the,
car.
The juror said he should have retreated.
You make all these assumptions.
He should have retreated.
No, the juror who was sitting in the jury box said that he should have retreated, but the law did not provide
exactly.
for that.
Do you know that African-Americans are 8%?
I don't care about the race of the guy.
Quit changing the subject. Word I can't say on the radio.
Here's another racist fun fact.
Do you know that blacks cause all the things that are bad? Did you know
that black
people
I did not know that.
Have
is
guns
that true?
And they kill each other? Did you know that?
Oh, this has got my dander up. Oh, my God.
You people don't understand. You just don't understand.
Sees at me, and I was, because he was saying it to me at the time, I noticed a little, I thought it was a little sexism.
Yeah.
Like, I get that a lot from the gun guys.
Sweetheart.
Lamb chop. You don't, chicks. You don't understand.
Yeah, I'm not being condescending.
Did anyone else notice? Did you hear the other call to his fiance, Michael Dunn's call when he goes, you know, when he's talking about, he's trying to, you know, find all the different ways that he really was the victim here.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what I was thinking is, you know, it's like when a chick gets raped. And first of all, if you're trying to make a point, don't call her a chick.
Yeah. Especially if she's getting
if
raped.
You're trying to make a point about how you're a victim like a woman that was raped. You know, it's like on a TV show, you know, when the chick gets raped, right? And then, you know, they blame her because of the way she was dressed. That's what happened to me. First of all, that's a moronic analogy to you.
It's not even...
First of all, what? Yes, he was trying to say that he's the real, he was the real victim there.
I'm the real victim. I had to listen to loud music.
The victim, and the victor. So quite the victory to have killed an innocent, unarmed teenager,
I guess. Have fun in prison.
Yeah, it wasn't a contest. He didn't win anything.
Anyway, but he, and so they, so he did not mention, as I said to the fiancé, that he, that the kid was armed. No mention of a shotgun. That just, you know, he just thought of that later.
Minor detail.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I saw a shotgun. But he did say that when they said, called him on that. He's like, oh, she doesn't, she doesn't understand self-defense.
She doesn't understand.
She's a chick. She doesn't get it. It's Florida. You're allowed to shoot into a car full of black teenagers. Whatever. Chicks. Okay, Kathy in Colorado, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Stephanie. I wanted to add to the conversation. Let's not forget about Marissa, that African-American woman in Florida who was being attacked by her husband with restraining order against him.
Right.
And in self-defense, she kills him. Stand Your Ground didn't work.
No, she didn't kill him. She just shot a warning shot in the ceiling. Yeah. Didn't hurt anybody.
That's why.
And she went to prison.
She went to prison. She's out
and
awaiting another trial. And they're going to. Yeah. And Angela Corey's going to try her again.
Oh, no, not Angela Corey.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a sense of dread when you mention Angela Corey.
All right. Stephanie and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steph.
Hey, guys. I am so upset. You know, the Stand Your Ground law, it's giving these right-wing wackos a chance to murder black children. And everybody can see this.
It's, you know, clearly open season.
Man, I just used to spend a lot of time there. My grandma had a place right on the Gulf of Mexico in Indian Rocks Beach. It was beautiful. Burt Reynolds used to be right next door. So anyway, it was beautiful. And you know what? I ain't going there anymore unless I hit a hub like Miami to go somewhere else.
Or like say Fort Lauderdale, sexy liberal. For that you can make
that.
An exception.
And Alan Grayson, you might as well just. I would just bathe in the Gulf with him. He's so rocking. But
oh my goodness, you little trollop. He is a married man. Bathe in the Gulf.
Wow.
Supposedly naked with Alan Grayson. My goodness. Yikes. What was that?
Oh, my stars.
Oh, my stars and garters. Let's go to Marie in Florida. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Marie.
Hi, how you doing? I'm in Florida, and I, as African-American, I just want to say it, as I see these Confederate flags flying, and now in Georgia, the Confederate license, you know, so should I stand my ground? I mean, do I have a right because I feel threatened?
Yeah. You know, what happened if you started shooting up Confederate flags?
Yeah.
These Confederate flags, so, okay, and honestly, I do feel threatened.
Yeah.
I have left the gas station because I have seen those flags.
Yeah, well, exactly. People understand what, you know, that means. Give me break.
Well, those states should not get any federal assistance of any kind if they're going to fly the Confederate flag.
It's celebrating our history. It's like, please. It's exactly, people have
an emotional
reaction to that.
You won't find any swastikas in Germany anymore.
Thank you. Greg in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Greg.
Hey, what killed that teenager wasn't the Stand Your Ground law. What killed him was an idiot with a gun who probably would have did what he did even if there was no such law.
Yeah, he would have done what he did, but there would have been a better chance of prosecuting.
Right. The law gives him cover.
Yeah.
He's sentenced to 60 years, and that law telling
But not for killing the kid.
Yeah, he talked about that.
Yeah, he's sentenced to 60 years for killing the kid.
Not for killing the kid, for shooting the gun at the teenagers, but right, not for killing the kid.
The fleeing car. No, and he said that he, you know, obviously, he supported George Zimmerman. I love that, though. He thought he was more of a victim than George Zimmerman, though. He had a better case. Neither of you have a case, you doofuses. Jim in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jim.
Hi. You know what? There are two different cases, the Zimmerman case and this case. Clearly, Zimmerman was attacked. This guy was not attacked. And I'm pro-gun. I'm an NRA member. But this guy was out of line. The Zimmerman case, I fully agree with the
first. First of all, a lot of it is easily provable lies. They did not get out of their car. No one laid a hand on him. How did he possibly feel like a victim or he was attacked? He said, I was attacked first. It's like, what?
No.
You mouthed off to these kids.
You were attacked by a subwoofer?
Right.
You know, when I was a kid, I played Zeppelin music real loud and everything, and I was like any other kid. Some old guy came up to me and said, hey, turn that down. I'd be like, hey, you know what? Screw you.
Right.
What's he going to do, shoot me?
Right.
I mean, hey, like I said, I have a concealed carry permit. I'm a life member of the NRA. I agree with what Zimmerman did, but what this guy did was wrong.
Yeah.
Just plain wrong.
Well, I'm not certain in what era we were saying that. Would there ever be an era when teenagers react positively to that?
You
would have been like, whatever, suck it, Grandpa.
I cranked my violent femmes pretty loud out of my car.
Did you?
Annoyed a few people at the stoplight. Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, I don't think there are many, if any of y'alls have ever been teenagers
femmes,
or had them.
Just asking for it.
Really? Are there some that exist that would go, oh my goodness, why, I'm sorry, I did not realize. Here, after you, oh no, I'll turn it down, oh no.
Oh no, after you.
Oh my, so rude.
After you. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
No, I'll turn it down even more. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEPH-12. Stephanie Miller. Just want your kiss.
Did you lose your pen?
Grandma lost her pen. Help me.
What?
I think Jim stole it for the crosswords. Okay, 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone number.
There's a big thing of pens right behind me. As soon as I finish fading this music down,
I'll... I know where it is.
Well.
Okay, 1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone.
You like a little slap on the ass.
All right.
So, who's to say?
1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right. I love this from Mediaite, the gift that keeps on giving. Santorum hints at another presidential run.
Yeah.
Making it far too easy for bloggers, anthropomorphized mock turtleneck Rick Santorum told Fox News that he wants to stay involved in the mix for its 2016 Republican presidential nomination.
A frothy mix?
The mix is, of course, a frothy and slippery thing. So while he wouldn't come right out and say he intends to once again definitely not win his party's nomination by campaigning on the type of bronze-era family values that served him so well last time, he'd really like for us to think of him as someone who could theoretically, if you put your hand over one eye and squint the other, just so he looks like an actual big boy candidate.
Well, Boner's got the bronze era covered.
Who's a big boy candidate this time? Not you.
Didn't his movie flop?
Oh, yes.
From his studio?
His little Christian film company?
Yeah. It flopped, like, real bad.
Wow. Yeah. Exactly. Just a little spot of Santorum where... Okay. Kevin in Buffalo.
But it was in color.
Right.
Brown.
Right.
Brown. Brown is a color.
Brown's a color. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steph. I'm I'm calling on the Michael Dunn decision.
Yes.
And something that people don't seem to understand with it. A lot of people think that because he's going to jail for so long that justice was served. But in actuality, it's kind of a legal glossing over, if you will, mm-hmm. of what happened. The way the decision came out says that if there's a group of people and you feel threatened by one of them, you can kill that one. Just don't shoot at the whole crowd.
Yeah.
So it still opens up the law to say, well, in the next case, it's like, well, I feel threatened by all of them, so I had to kill them all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess he got convicted of having bad aim.
Yep.
That's a healthy law. Jessica in Jacksonville. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I've been to that gas station. And after this verdict came out, I feel like my state is forcing me to do something that I don't want to do, which is purchase a gun and get a concealed carry.
Yeah.
Because any maniac might feel threatened by me.
Right.
And if I'm not walking around with the same amount of lethal force that some crazy person is walking around with.
That's what I said yesterday, Jessica. I said, this is
shoot me dead.
Right.
And get away with it.
That's exactly what the NRA wants. They want everybody armed because they represent the gun manufacturers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just outrageous.
It is. It's the Old West, you know?
Yes, it really is. And I just hope that young people really, you can't say anymore that voting doesn't do anything, because these are cases where voting absolutely matters.
Yeah.
We have to vote these folks out of office. We have to make sure that these laws are changed, because this is just going to keep happening.
Yep.
You know, I could cut somebody off in the parking lot and end up dead.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I look, Jess, there are so many, you know, we find one at least, you know, one or two a day that we go, this situation would have resolved differently if there weren't a gun involved. You know, it'd be a guy that just lost a fist fight. It'd be a, you know, drunken domestic fight that, you know, everybody just wakes up in the morning and says, I'm sorry.
You can
extrapolate
from this, racist thugs like Zimmerman and the other idiot, that they feel threatened by all black people and feel entitled to shoot them all.
Right. Right.
I was felt threatened, ergo.
Yeah, well, I think there's more and more stuff that's coming out that for some reason was not introduced in this trial that I was hearing about yesterday. Just, you know, obviously there's some of these calls to his fiance from jail, but I mean,
why weren't these introduced?
Stuff that was pretty, you know, blatantly racist. I mean, you know, you're exactly right, Jim. Kenneth in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you doing, Steph?
Good.
I just wanted to say that basically, criminalizing black youth and black men from the beginning is the issue here. And what they're doing is saying that there's no scenario in which a black person or a black child can have, even if it was legal and he had a legal concealed carry, that he would be okay to have a gun and be in the situation. So with a gun, without a gun, there's no scenario where black men are not criminalized in this situation.
Yeah.
So if he was had the right to carry a gun, they said he had a gun, so therefore they would have let him off. He didn't have a gun. He felt threatened. Then they're letting him off for killing his youth. It doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
So they just have an open season. Whether you're right, wrong, or indifferent, they're not giving a black man a chance to grow up and be regular members of society. Maybe they were mouthy when they're 16, but no one deserves.
Oh, who isn't mouthy when they're 16, for God's sakes? Oh. By the way, let me play the role of the right-wing whataboutists that called last hour. But what about black-on-black crime? See?
Exactly.
See?
So that doesn't, you know, crime doesn't happen in white neighborhoods, white-on-white crime. They'll always have some scenario to come up with to legitimize killing black men. And that's just what it's about.
Yeah, how about Wall Street and, you know, white-on-everybody crime?
Yeah.
Robbed us blind.
Nobody's been prosecuted for that.
Yeah, no one's in jail for that. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Tomorrow, Fridays, with Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Norma in Arizona says, morning, Steph and the Mooks. I wanted to tell Carlos that he was great at Phoenix Sexy Liberal, but that mean old T-Bone wouldn't put it through again.
Travis, why are you so mean?
Why are you so mean? Mean's a snake. Okay. Nicole said, Steph, love the show, Phoenix Sexy Liberal. Wow, you're even more beautiful in person. I wish I could have been the lucky lady in the front row that you said hi to. Love, Nicole. Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Wow.
Could have
had a...
What? Huh?
Huh?
Speaking of which, Sexy Liberal, let's see, Diane says, Steph, I would love to attend the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Tour when you bring it to Madison soon, but missed out on tickets. And yeah, I know, everybody did before they once again sold out. If there's any way you could scarf up a couple, I'd be thrilled to see you in person. I stood in line for hours to attend your first show in Madison so many years ago. I'll understand completely, but if you can't help me out, we'll try harder to get tickets for your next stop in our liberal hotbed of Satan worshippers, yours in peace and sexiness. Diane, that's why we added Chicago in April. That's why we're going to Chicago April 26th. How long a road trip is that?
Far.
From Madison.
From Madison.
And ain't that far.
Ain't that far.
It's a big old barn of a theater.
Jump.
Chicago Theater, we got plenty of room. So all y'alls from Madison that didn't get in there, go on up to Chicago.
Hey, most of the snow will be gone by then, right?
Shorts weather, April 26th in Chicago, Chicago Theater.
Sure, that's when you lie on the grass there by the Shakespeare statue by the lake there.
It's only 284 miles.
Kids, come on now. Come on. All right, so next up, Sexy Liberal Fort Lauderdale. A week from Saturday, it's March 1st, and tickets are almost gone for that one. I would hurry. That was added very last minute. And then, as I said, Chicago, mm-hmm. April 26th. Albuquerque will be Breaking Bad for Albuquerque, May 10th. And then Sexy Liberal Minneapolis just added June 7th. Those tickets also going crazy, so go. Sexy Liberal on Facebook, sexyliberal.com. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
And I hear that Minneapolis is within a day's drive of Madison as well.
Hey, hello now. Come on, kids. Pick one and go. All right, you know, I know one of our panel topics in Chicago is going to have to be...
Bags of glass?
Chicago pizza. Scalia started this whole thing. Bertha in Colorado, Steph, I love you, but it's been hard lately. First you celebrated the Broncos loss, and then you insulted Chicago pizza. By the way, I've been to Naples, and New York ain't pizza either by that standard.
There's nothing to New York pizza. It's like
I'm a thin crust girl.
It's like eating...
I will never again say I agree with Scalia. Chicago pizza, tasty? It's just not pizza. Carlos said, you say it's cake.
That's what
it's
I
cake
say.
With stuff
pizza
on
cake.
It.
You know, pizza is the Italian word for pie. What looks more like a real pie? Chicago pizza or New York?
Yeah, Chicago. We've all lived in Chicago.
Carbs. There's so many carbs there.
It's a carbapalooza, of course. That's what makes it good.
All right. We will go. We will settle it once and for all. Like maybe we'll have a little tasting on the panel for Chicago Sexy Liberal.
We will bring some Gino's East in. Mm. Or
Pizzeria Uno.
Pizzeria Uno.
That's good.
That's kind of touristy. You got to go to Gino's East for the... And don't get me started on home run pizza.
And let's review. I don't normally follow football, so I didn't root for the Broncos to lose. What I was rooting for was Seattle to win so that Richard Sherman could talk some more smack and make some more white people's heads explode.
That was the only reason.
Oh, no, there was two other reasons. I'm bitter. Because I'm very, very bitter.
Very, very bitter.
Very, very bitter.
By the time I got to the fifth grade, I was very bitter. Very, very bitter. A bitter, bitter person.
Just saying, little personal vendetta thing. Just it was Denver was the one liberal station in the whole country that never put our show on full time. And then someone from Denver broke my heart. So anyway, it's a long, bitter personal story. But as a city, I love the city by the bay.
It's a gorgeous city.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time there when we were there for the Democratic National Convention.
Yes, exactly.
We love you, Denver! City by the bay!
And as Stephanie Miller Show lore has it, we saw more of the area than most. Why? Because the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill us for the life insurance money.
Had the GPS set to don't follow.
Avoid highways.
Right. Okay, we can't afford a hotel room right in Denver, so we'll just wear a little tiny skosh bit out.
We'll have a tour of the backcountry.
If you're from Denver, you know how pretty much impossible it is to go from the airport to Boulder avoiding highways.
Right.
We managed to do it.
Yes. He somehow set the GPS to avoid highways, and we're like, it's like 2 hours. Are we anywhere near Denver?
I think it really did take us an hour and a half to get.
Yes.
We're in Nova Scotia. How'd that happen?
And we had to broadcast the next day.
Right. And as I recall, the show has always started at, radio tends to start at a specific time, which we had to explain on the ride there. It's not loosey-goosey as to when this starts.
Okay.
10, 15 minutes of dead air.
Wow.
All right. I always like to do one story a day of somebody with a worse love life than mine.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Man tries to feed himself to tigers at a Jew. Jew.
The San Diego Jew.
San Diego Jew.
The one. You did it again! Oh, God!
There's only one. In the end,
every
there could be only one.
Every time there's a story about a zoo, I misspeak. I got months of mocking about the San Diego Jew.
Yes.
Okay. And there must be one, but I was referring
to
the
zoo. Oh, I know more
zoo.
Than one.
I think there's more than one.
Yes. Oh,
hi.
God.
San Diego Jew calling. Man tries to feed himself to tigers at a zoo, fails when tigers show no interest in eating him.
Oh.
Wow. Now that's some heavy BO. Tigers aren't interested in.
That cannot be good for your self-esteem.
What, am I, chopped liver? That sounds pretty good.
I think the tiger would rather
have
chopped
liver. They would be more interested if you were chopped liver. A man in China tried to kill himself by jumping into a tiger enclosure at a zoo, which is entirely different than a Jew.
Yes.
And the tiger said, what the hell is
but
this
he
thing?
Survived. He survived. Oi, get off me.
He wasn't kosher.
Oi, why are you jumping on me?
I'm Trafe. You can't eat me. I'm Trafe.
But he survived with only minor injuries after the tiger showed little interest in devouring him. Mm. Onlookers say the man climbed a tree to breach the cage and made vigorous movements to invoke a reaction. Bengal tigers. That's more. Hey, eat me!
Aww.
That's sad. Yeah, exactly.
Eat me!
Please. Please.
Eat me!
You want to rest for now or food?
A visitor, oh, this is sad, and it's caught on tape forever.
Oh.
A visitor captured video of the tigers clawing and dragging the man by his neck, but zoo officials were able to drag him out after tranquilizing the animals. They just sort of, like, pawed at their food, just, I don't like it.
No, I don't.
No.
Family members, you'll be shocked to know that family members say he suffers from mental health.
Oh.
Issues, jaw, think. Tigers are like, crazy meat. No, I had crazy meat last week. No, thanks. Okay. Wow. Now, there's a headline you don't see every day. Excavators find a 200-year-old douche under New York City Hall.
Sorry,
that's
what?
Not nice to say about John McCain. No, come on.
Or Michael Bloomberg.
Wee. He's not that old. See, I was trying to figure out where to go for the old joke.
Okay. Hey, but you don't find McCain too often in New York.
No.
Ed Koch.
He's dead.
Oh, he is? Well, that's why he's under City Hall.
Just, you know what? Leave the comedy to me. An excavation at the city's political center has unearthed a 3-inch artifact that initially baffled archaeologists until they realized it was one of the earliest documented feminine hygiene products in New York.
From the Gangs of New York era, probably.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Okay, then.
Exactly. And so that happened. All right. By the by, we have been talking Keystone Pipeline. Very good news that the Nebraska court basically ruled. They opened up the possibility of even more delays for the Keystone Pipeline, to which we say, yay. We had Jigar Shah on the other day, author of Creating Climate Wealth, got a huge reaction to that because, we just have to think differently, I think, in terms of and he actually sent me this. Healthcare costs of coal are $60 billion per year. I mean, I think there's a good case to be made that we can't afford not to get off coal and oil, right? And if we keep saying, oh, no, we can't get off it now, so we might as well do the pipeline. In 2009, the U.S. Congress directed the National Academy of Science to complete a study to calculate the impact of fossil fuel burning on our healthcare system. The result, $120 billion per year of healthcare costs that are directly related to burning fossil fuels in America. The costs were about even between coal and oil. In 2011, Scientific America reported the healthcare burden of fossil fuels equated to 30,100 premature deaths each year, with 5,130,000 work days lost. National Academy of Science study did not include the environmental damage from coal mining or the pollution of rivers with chemicals that were filtered from coal plants, smokestacks to keep the air clean, which seems to be happening monthly in West Virginia. Fossil fuels effects on health translates into the average household paying $50 per month in higher healthcare costs. just a lot of it. You know, another side, issue of this that I hadn't thought about. Just a couple more things from this. Should we spend billions of dollars to extend the life of increasingly expensive and health-threatening 40-year-old coal plants to keep the lights on? Or should we reduce the use of coal and evolve to cleaner, safer sources for electricity? Why aren't the actual health expenditures from coal burning enough to accelerate this demise? It's not only the health care costs, but with coal fly ash spills, coal mine accidents, coal slurry spills, and coal processing fluid spills, our politicians have to face the reality that coal is just not worth the damage, especially in hard-hit West Virginia. Anyway, and just this piece finishes with replacing old coal plants with clean energy solutions would represent the largest wealth creation opportunity. Available in the USA, $50 billion per year. Even without a plan and wide support in 2013, the solar industry created more jobs than the coal mining industry, which is part of what Jigger was talking to us about.
Yep.
And we posted the information on our Facebook page on that book if you want to get it.
That's right.
Get it. 18 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Chaka Khan. Stephanie Miller. Chaka Khan. Stephanie Miller. Chaka Khan. Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it.
Stephanie Miller.
Let me rock it. That's all I want to do. Let me rock it. Rock it.
Uh-huh. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, all right, our listeners, helpers, like Margaret in Madison.
Oh?
Yes, with some fun facts for you, all y'all, if you're planning to go to a sexy liberal show. Because we were saying, since Madison is sold out in March, you can go to either Chicago in April, or you could go to Minneapolis in June, if you're in that area of the country. Let's see, Margaret says, if anyone from the Madison area needs more incentive to drive to Minneapolis to see you, please remind them they can stop halfway in Osseo at the North Skinook for their world-famous pie. Totally worth the five-hour drive to the Twin Cities. Chicago's closer, but I think Minneapolis is nicer. Plus, there's pie
there's
on the
pie.
Way. They got pie.
Up there in your brainer.
Pick up John McCain.
Careful of the apple pie on the seat.
Uh-oh!
Grandpa, are you sitting on the pie?
I sure hope so.
We can't wait to see Carlos and John and you, darling, in Madison. The clip of Carlos and Jim singing was too divine for words. That's up at Stephanie Miller Show Facebook.
That's right.
And I believe Roland's going to put up the Sexy Liberal Show on Facebook as well. Do it. Get it.
Do it.
Yeah. Matt in Chicago, you are on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Steph.
Hi. Go ahead.
First of all, and I just was thinking, being a man, and I've been a...
Okay, Matt in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on our pizza debate. Hello, Matt.
Oh, good morning, Mama. Good morning, Mooks. And good morning to Max and Fred.
Good morning,
Matt. I'm a rescue volunteer, so I love Great Pyrenees.
Aw, thank you, honey. Yes, I rescued them from Gentle Giants Rescue.
You know, you need to go to a pizza place. You know, not all pizza in Chicago is deep dish.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
There's a place to go called Aurelio's, A-U-R-E-L-I-O. They have the best thin crust pizza in the Chicago area, hands down.
Why go to Chicago if you're going to get thin crust pizza?
Because some people like thin crust like me.
It's like eating ketchup on a cracker.
And I agree with John Stewart. Chicago pizza is... casserole. It's not pizza.
That's what makes it good.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, Matt.
I have a question for you, Mama. If I get a VIP ticket, are you going to wear open shoes, and do I get to grope your feet?
Oh, wow. You're one of those. One of those foot guys. Okay. All right. For you, yes. Just go buy the ticket. Hurry. Hurry. All right. Those people are back. My fan club from the late night show.
Wow. So you're short.
Well, you humored them, which was your first mistake.
Oh,
I can't wait. Oh. Is that why you wore the open-toed shoes?
And you guys have seen my feet, so
they're kind of, yeah. It's
you want a little peek into the future? Look at my mom's feet. Holy crap.
It's like looking into a bucket of shrimp.
Horns and bunions and just...
T-Rex feet.
They look like, I don't know, I call them circus feet. Like they've been on a high wire, just like, oh, they're really tense.
But the good thing is she can hold on to a branch and hang from it.
Right.
Like a lemur.
Like a slow loris.
Republican mother is not like a lemur. Although she did used to do a naked headstand.
Oh, we all know that.
When I was a child, that was quite the visual, I must say. I'm not really, I guess it's good for you because the circulation, something she explained. I'm not sure about the naked part. I don't.
Whatever.
I think it explains a lot about how this all happened. A lot of PTSD going on for me.
Oh, boy.
From my childhood. Okay. Hey, meanwhile, everybody, Kiev's on fire. Anybody?
Yeah, that's
what the? Would you like? Oh, good. The Daily Beast giving us the not so fun facts about what is going on. Hey, what's going on over there?
Well, yeah, they could say that from Sochi,
right?
Because it's like
right
on the
Hi.
Black Sea from Sochi.
What's going on in the Ukraine?
Yeah.
I just saw a story this morning. A bunch of police have been taken hostage.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, at least 14 were killed when the 3-month-long standoff between the Ukrainian demonstrators and police exploded into violence.
They're saying
again.
At least 70 killed today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thousands of protesters armed with rocks, bats, firebombs battled police as fires raged in the city center. If you've been looking at any of the pictures. On November 21st, the Ukrainian president, if you think I'm going to try to pronounce that, you are wrong.
Oh, go ahead.
Backtracked on previous promises. Promised to sign a trade pact with the European Union after years of negotiations. Instead, decided to strengthen ties with Putin. Russia. I was going to say with Russia. I blame Putin. Putin's behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
Evil.
Well, he was head of the KGB in East Germany.
Yes. And he's had a really bad facelift. Just saying. Don't mean to throw that in extraneously. Hundreds of thousands of protesters poured into the streets of Kiev a few days after the decision was announced to demand the president sign the European deal. Within 10 days, there were like an estimated million people there. The president yesterday, President Obama commenting on this yesterday.
We are going to be watching very carefully, and we expect the Ukrainian government to show restraint, to not resort to violence in dealing with peaceful protesters. There will be consequences if people step over the line.
Putin has not acknowledged allegations of pressuring into ditching the EU and has chided the EU for bullying the Ukraine. Although we know that he tends to be a...
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Russia is quick to act on its fear that Western influence could spread east in 2008. Putin threatened to aim nuclear missiles at the Ukraine if the nation joined NATO.
Ooh.
That's a little heavy-handed.
Yeah.
All right, more on all this as we continue 29 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Suburban seventh graders have more sexual experience than you do.
Yeah. It is the... I think I can get a tiger to eat me, though. At least I think that would be
true. I think you could.
Yeah.
34. Although you're kind of bony.
All right. It's too tough. 34 minutes after the hour.
Leave her. She's too bitey.
No, that's Ann Coulter.
Oh, okay.
On the island of Dr. Moreau. We will leave that last one. 1-800-STEP-1, do the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Chris Christie's about to have a town hall meeting. I love somebody standing outside with a sign that says, "Hey, Governor, Bruce Springsteen hates you."
Ha!
Ah. Oh, it's mean, y'all, but it's true. Oh, by the way, Christie former aide refuses to comply with subpoena.
Uh-oh.
Guess some people are figuring out how to shut their apps in New Jersey, Jim.
It's probably a good idea to keep your mouth shut.
I think some people have gotten to some people, is all I'm saying. He joins Bridget Ann Kelly, who has also shut a big pie hole. Yeah, this doesn't look too fishy, does it?
No.
A legal showdown looming in the joint legislative investigation into the closing of the George Washington Bridge. Bill Stepien, a key figure in the shutdown scandal, and Christie's former campaign manager, refusing to budge in the face of a subpoena. He had cited constitutional protections against self-incrimination. And unreasonable search and seizure and refusing to turn over records, as has Bridget Kelly.
The committee co-chair said the committee will probably take the matter to court. So it just gets, you know, better and better in New Jersey.
All right. I ain't saying nothing.
Time for Operation Shut Your Pie Hole. If you don't want to go on a boat ride with Big Pussy.
Again with the nose thing.
It
means
the mom
blow,
thing.
Blow him up. Blow. That's it. Yeah, I'm told that's what it is.
Just saying. Time to drink a big cup of SDFU. Unless you want to go take a car ride with Adriana and go visit Christopher. Okay, it's our code. It's our Christy code. People enjoy it.
And that's a lot of high fructose corn syrup, that big cup of SDFU. Get me, Bloomberg.
All right. I enjoy us. I don't care. Okay. No. Wow. Speaking of enjoyable things on the video, did you see this? The brothers?
I did.
The kiss cam at the sports games?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When a kiss cam shines on two, you know, a couple they're supposed to kiss?
Yeah.
A guy at the University of Michigan men's hockey game on February, by Valentine's Day, pulled a white piece of paper and with a pointed arrow and said, "My sister."
the camera was on them for, like, I don't know, 10 or 15
and
seconds.
And his sister starts laughing hysterically. Yeah. It is a viral hit. The video has, 3 million something gazillion.
How did he know to have a piece of paper in his pocket that said, "My sister"?
Because it was Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I think he wanted to be prepared in case. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. All right. Hey,
maybe someone proposed to his sister.
There you go. Hey, speaking of hilarious video,
but
you can buy the Steph Videocast now, you know?
Right?
At StephanieMiller.com. It's an hour, is it an hour and a ton?
It's an hour.
It's an hour commercial-free version of the television show here on Free Speech TV.
The ton cracks me up. It's an hour.
You get the thing with the nose.
Mm-hmm. Get that. It's the best of the day.
That's right.
Right. All the chafe has been taken out for you.
Chaff.
I did not mean to disparage my...
Disparge?
Chaff.
Disparge your chafe.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to talk to other people that aren't you. Hi. Dave in L.A. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Stephanie. I'd just like to welcome you back to the air on LA, in L.A.
How'd I get back on
FM transmitter from eBay just arrived.
Hey.
And now I have my own little liberal radio bubble.
I got to get that. Wait, do you have, seriously, we need to do some tech talk, Dave. Do you have an old car? Is that how you're getting, are you getting it through your car speakers, right?
No. For $50 on eBay, I bought a half-watt FM transmitter.
It surrounds your house with the FM signal.
All my radios.
Yes, okay. Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Wow.
So I have a little liberal radio. Maybe, you know, a few of the neighbors are listening too, but who knows.
What? Huh. Awesome. Thanks, honey. I know.
How's the sound on one of those? Because if you get one for the car, sometimes it's really staticky.
No, those are little. Don't go for the little one.
Okay.
I can give you the model number of this one. They have them up to 7 watts.
Wow.
Now, you don't want to do that.
Okay.
But the, I could give you the model number of this thing. They're for like 50 bucks on eBay.
All right. Thank you.
The model number's a CD.
That's okay. That's okay. Thank you, honey. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling Tech Talk. Could I have some Tech Talk music? Because, listen, a lot of people, this is how you fight back against a right-wing corporate, you know, power trying to stamp out all kinds of progressive thought or radio or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
I'm doing it. First of all, you need Chris to come to your house if you're me.
Repeatedly.
Right.
Because you keep screwing it up.
Okay, listen. I know how to turn it on. I just don't know how to turn it off. It's like I was not much of a roller skater because I knew how to go. I didn't know how to stop.
Right. And if you accidentally bump the antenna, it's like, gotta call Chris over.
All right. Well. But I have the TuneIn app, and you can pick up progressivevoices.com or lots of our stations that we air on. And I'm doing this because I put it in my armband when I go hiking. Mm-hmm. Or you can have it in your car. Let's see. John, the official Hash House Harrier of the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right.
Okay. Oh, Waukesha in Waukesha. Okay. Writing to you from Milwaukee, where we can kind of sort of pick up Chicago's progressive talk, WCPT 820. But I mostly listen to your Stephcast, only $4.95 a month when you buy a year in advance.
All right.
Thanks so much for that. Looking forward to seeing you and the gang, Sexy Liberal Madison, in March. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, here's the solution for all, because I have an old car.
Yep.
And so I can listen to it on my phone, but I can't write.
And through those speakers,
and
it's
I also
not
the have
the
iHeart app. Yeah. I can listen to our Asheville station or our the mic in Madison.
Yep, and our Albuquerque station.
Or Albuquerque, right? Okay.
Do you have the Stephanie Miller app?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just checking.
You know how self-centered I am. Of course I do. Here's a solution for all old car stereos that don't have Bluetooth or auxiliary input jacks.
Like your 1947 Edsel?
Right. My Packard. You get an FM transmitter. An FM transmitter is a little device that turns your car into its own little FM radio station, which only you can tune into. Here's how it works. You plug the FM transmitter into the headphone jack of your phone or MP3 player, and then you plug the transmitter's power jack into the cigarette lighter.
Yeah. Huh.
Now you tune your car's FM radio to the correct frequency, and voila, Stephanie Miller on your car stereo.
Huh. Most of the time that works, but sometimes it gets a little staticky.
Magical device, Radio Shack.
Yeah.
And also a place that rhymes with Amazon. Look for FM transmitter. They started around $15. Go up from there, finding Roku. I just like saying Roku. Knock, knock. Jim, it's for you.
Roku.
Right. Okay. All right, good. See, I've turned us all into a nation of tech geeks.
Yeah, don't go cheap on those FM transmitters to your car, though.
Okay.
Because the cheap ones aren't very powerful, and you'll get a lot of static.
Get me one for Christmas.
I'm not getting you anything.
Do you eat?
We always agree we don't get anything for...
Well, I just changed the rules.
Okay.
Well, I still don't get you anything.
Oh, I see how it is.
No, just get... birthday.
You get me
September.
A job.
Yeah, you get to keep your job. How's that? Dave in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Mama. Yeah, I told my future husband that we're getting VIP tickets to the Minneapolis show or the wedding is off.
Ooh. Good threat. I encourage those sort of threats.
See, this you're a homewrecker. You're totally a homewrecker
in a good
way. But I just want to throw in a pitch for the Norske Nook. Not only are the pies absolutely incredible, but their Lefse burritos are amazing.
Ooh.
Okay.
There you go. Road trip.
All right, one more thing. I'll be in the front rows, one of the front rows, bringing your Florida girl dress that you're refusing to wear because you won't be at the wedding. And I want you to put it on stage.
Okay. All right. Done and done. Oh, and by the way, if we cannot get Marcus Bachman to show up and open the show, a show tune or I Am What I Am. Would you be our Marcus Bachman impersonator?
I do a fabulous version of him flying his arms around as he runs down the hallway at some town hall meeting.
Oh my God, really?
All right, we'll have a go to meeting. We'll have a go to meeting later. Either you'll do the disco version of I Am What I Am, or we will do the Xanadu on roller skates.
I want to hang him from some wires and have him sing Defying Gravity from Wicked.
Oh, I've got another good one. All right, we'll see you in go to meeting right after the show. Thanks, Dave.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
And he called you a homewrecker?
She was a homewrecker, right? She was a man eater, and she was a bad actress.
That part is true. You know the cutest thing Jim said yesterday?
What?
He said, you know, I sent proflowers and cherries berries to my mom and my wife, and I typed Stephanie in the box.
I did.
It's so cute.
Aww.
It's a little infomercial in here during the commercial.
That's adorbs.
It's so cute. Mark in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
So my thing is about this whole stand your ground law.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know much about the two cases that everybody's been talking about, but what I do know is I do carry a CCW, and those two laws should go, you know, intertwined with each other. My point is, if people had a more, I guess, psychological acceptance they should go through testing is what I'm saying, in order to get, a concealed to carry weapon to protect themselves. People that have no criminal background are able to go get it, but a cop has to go through extensive background checks to carry his. So if those checks and those were put into place, and when you went to the stand your ground law, only the people that needed them would be using them. Now, what that would do is it would stop people from, you know, oh, I feel threatened, so I'm going to shoot you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, honey. Appreciate that. I could not stand my ground against that argument. Okay. I apologize. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm running out of gas here at the end of the show. But okay. All right. Paul in Oklahoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Paul.
Hi. You're guy got it wrong. This is Coklahoma.
Coklahoma. Okay.
Hey, on that pipeline, a lot of people don't know that up there, the Koch brothers own 3 million acres of pristine forest, and underneath it is tar sand. And they stand to make hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Follow the money. Always, always. All right. The boner's going to get teabagged. We'll talk about that when we get back. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Footsteps keep it lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Touch me, what doesn't kill you makes you
stronger. Yeah.
Well, sometimes it makes you so sick you only wish you were dead.
15 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number.
That was
okay,
gruesome,
everybody.
Actually, how they think about that
wish,
was really gruesome.
Wish Senator Mitch McConnell a happy birthday. It's Yertle's birthday. He is 137 years old, but I would not worry. Many of his relatives in the Galapagos Islands are much, much older. They can live to 200 or so. Right? They can live to 200, can't they?
Turtle tunnel.
Right.
200 years is 3 days in turtle time.
He's developed a new whistle.
He's got okay. That split lip.
Right, so, yeah, right.
It's going to happen.
Exactly. Okay. The Tea Party takes on Boner. Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Really?
Boner's getting teabagged.
After House Speaker John Boner pushed through a series of votes opposed by conservatives, including the Farm Bill, the continuing resolution to fund the federal government, and a bill to increase the nation's debt ceiling, a national conservative group says it will not support GOP candidates in 2014 who support Boner for Speaker in the next Congress.
I'm going to have to work at a tavern.
He might very well have to go back to the tavern. The Madison Project is one of a new breed of powerful outside interest group that endorsed conservative Republican candidates in races against either Democrats or fellow Republicans. Good job. Nicely done. Fight, fight, fight,
well
fight.
Well played.
Fight. Go. Be free, Elsa. Be free of each other. You don't need that sort of... Go. Be free. Fight for your principles. Not for one party.
Born free as the wind blows.
All right. All right. Much as Brian Boitano came out recently as the only person that did not know Brian Boitano was gay, Marco Rubio.
He just assumed that we didn't know.
Marco Rubio seems to think that he's going to still run for president or be president or something. Something. Oh, my goodness. Earlier this month, while attempting to promote the utility of trade schools, President Obama joked that many people would be better off learning skilled manufacturing than getting a degree in art history. It was a little joke. He said, I promise you folks can make a lot more potentially with skilled manufacturing or the trades than they might with an art history degree. He said, nothing wrong with art history. I love art history. I don't want to get a bunch of emails.
To backpedal about,
I don't want to get a bunch of emails from everybody. Senator Marco Rubio, who obviously is going to be running. He said, despite the fact that he has angered the Tea Party by supporting and then abandoning comprehensive immigration reform, he swooped in Wednesday with a caustic tweet calling Obama's apology pathetic and insisting we do need more degrees that lead to hashtag jobs.
Did he really say hashtag jobs?
Yes, he did.
Oh, God, he needs to stop it.
Boy, he is really thirsty for power, isn't he? Excuse me? Oh, okay. Joan Walsh, our friend, our pal, who we're quoting her on a daily basis now, aren't we?
Yes.
The right's hopes are dashed, she writes, why there's no civil war among Democrats. And this is one of those, we've been talking about this ginned up, like, beltway pundit kind of thing, like, you know, to make a story. She said hacks and pundits are desperately seeking conflict between the Warren and Clinton camps. Democrats shouldn't help, she writes, and I agree. She said the parties are supposedly torn between the populism of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and the centrist caution of President Obama and current Democratic presidential frontrunner, should she run, Hillary Clinton. Joan just makes some good points in this piece. She said hyping a conflict between her and Elizabeth Warren is destructive. It ignores two facts, and how many times can we say this, being, you know, an FOC, friend of Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Pierce.
Yes.
One, Warren insists she's not running, and two, the Massachusetts senator signed a letter along with other female Democrats urging Clinton to run. Those pushing the "It's Elizabeth Warren's party" hype are disrespecting, both the leadership and the progressive accomplishments of our first black president, however incomplete they may be. That risks the support of African Americans, the party, some of the party's most loyal voters. Not smart either. That's all I'm saying. Let's not fall for this, you know, tearing each other apart. Because sometimes we go on hurting each other, tearing each other apart.
Didn't you do a sketch to that?
No, that was Torn Between Two Lovers.
Oh, okay.
That's an entirely different thing. Try to pay attention.
Sorry.
Jim, stop packing up. We're not done yet. Sylvia in Tennessee, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
One of the guys that's running against Mitch McConnell in Kentucky.
Bevin?
For the Republican nomination for Senate.
Yeah, Matt Bevin, right?
There are other people in the primary, and one of the lesser guys. And one of the other guys has a commercial, and he calls Mitch McConnell the turtle.
Oh, he's a turtle.
So apparently, he or someone on his staff listens to your show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, everybody
they
steals
stole it from
us.
Stephen Colbert, who stole it from me.
There, exactly.
I mean, I portrayed him as a turtle one morning, yeah. And that night it was on the...
Jim, steal is a strong word. We like to call it an unpaid homage.
At least they listen.
Please, Daily Show, please, Colbert. We're rolling in money. We don't need it. We just appreciate the homage. So I was doing coke with my 91-year-old Republican mother the other day. Oh, no, I wasn't. I'm sorry. This is a story about how Lindsay Lohan...
You know how often you mix up yourself and Lindsay Lohan,
sure.
You know, as you
could
do.
Happen to anyone.
I don't think I will ever have to make this statement. Lindsay Lohan, I did not do coke with my mom. I'm just trying to picture my mom. Oh, Steffi, would you like to go out for some blow?
Oh.
Perhaps we could get you some hookers.
Would you like to do some rails?
Just picturing my mom doing the thing of the...
I've got a rolled up dollar bill from the 70s.
Gum freeze. This is just...
I don't think that's what you call it.
I don't know. How would I know? I've never done any drug.
Freeze, yeah,
I've never done any drug. I don't know.
I think it's called a freeze. Yeah.
Isn't it when you get it on your...
No, you put it on your gums purposely.
Listen, right. I don't know. Am I proving my point here? I don't know. I've never even smoked pot. I don't know. In the 10 to 15 times Lindsay Lohan did cocaine, her mom was not sharing, claims her outraged lawyer. Lindsay is pissed over a Fox News segment in which the host says Lindsay Lohan's mom is doing cocaine with her. Her attorney says that is a lie. It's a dirty lie.
It was meth, okay? Happy now?
Exactly. It was crystal meth, for God's sakes.
Oh, God. Now we're going to get sued by Lindsay Lohan.
The Stephanie Miller Show did not. It was a joke.
Oh, I
see. The Stephanie Miller Show did not mean to imply that you do meth with your mother. We do not have any idea which particular. Maybe
or meth with your mother.
Maybe it's nothing. Okay. All right. I think that'll satisfy the lawyers. Okay. That's it for us.
Let's hope so.
Sexy liberal John Fugel saying tomorrow, don't forget get those last few tickets for Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Sexy Liberal, March 1st. It's next Saturday. Hurry. They are going very, very fast. Almost gone. We will see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.